From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Coming up, Alphabet's Google and ride-sharing app Waze are taking a ride into the carpool lane. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. So Google is ready to expand a San Francisco carpooling service it's been testing out for quite some time. This move could essentially pin a one-time ally, of course that's Uber, against it in a showdown of sorts. Let's get the very latest details on this front from Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickis, who joins us on the line right now. Hi, Jack.
Hey.
So initially, Google, through the Waze app, did a test run in San Francisco. How did they go about setting up this program?
So essentially, they are working with a handful of select firms, including Google, Walmart, Adobe, and any area workers. Any workers in the Bay Area of those firms are essentially able to use Google's Waze app to request a ride with another Waze user on the way to work. And it is it's an entirely new frontier for Google, and marks essentially their entry into this new world of ride sharing. And now it looks like Google is going to expand that pilot program to all Waze users in San Francisco, a significant expansion. And according to sources, if that pilot is successful, the program is only going to expand further.
In general, you know, we know ride sharing is a market that's booming at this point. I'm sorry, I should say ride hailing. Ride sharing is also something that's seeing some growth, correct?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, the terms ride hailing and ride sharing are often used interchangeably, mm-hmm. In part because when Uber or Lyft did begin, a lot of the drivers were people who were just driving around. But now Uber and Lyft have really evolved into effectively taxi businesses where the folks who are driving are really out on the road for the main purposes of picking people up. So we should probably deem those ride-hailing companies. Google wants Waze to be more of a ride-sharing company,
right,
in the sense that they only want to match riders with drivers who are already headed in the same direction. And the other point that Google is trying to make here is they don't want to incentivize drivers to essentially become taxi drivers. They want fares to remain low enough to discourage drivers from trying to make a living wage off this. And so the current pilot program that Waze is doing in the San Francisco Bay Area charges riders at most 54 cents a mile, which is essentially the IRS minimum for reimbursement for employees for a mile. And that is far less than most Uber and Lyft rides. So it looks like it probably will be an attractive option for folks who are looking to save some money and get from point A to point B. It may not be as efficient as Uber and Lyft, but it could be a far more economical option.
Also, something very interesting of note is the fact that this basically sets the scene for a showdown with Uber, its one-time ally. As such, can you talk about the two companies' history and how a rivalry could potentially play out right now?
Yes. So it's interesting that Google and Uber really began as allies. Google invested $258 million in Uber in 2013. And around that time, one of Google's longtime executives, David Drummond, joined Uber's board. But this week, David Drummond stepped down from Uber's board, and citing the many overlap between the two companies now as Uber has grown, they increasingly are becoming competitors. And it's pretty clear that Uber is seeing Google as a potential competitor as it moves into the transportation space. So, you know, Uber has long used Google Maps for the mapping software that underlies its ride-hailing service, and now Uber is developing its own maps. And then, of course, there is the very big future area of driverless cars. Google has led the way with this technology, founding a project in 2009, and is seen as being the most advanced with that technology. But Uber, earlier this month, bought a company called Otto, which makes self-driving tractor trailers, And that company was founded by Anthony Lewandowski, who was one of the founding members of Google's self-driving car team, and he will now lead Uber's self-driving car efforts. So it definitely is shaping up to be a battle on many fronts between these two companies. They were once allies, but as often happens in Silicon Valley, as the startup grows into a more mature company,
right,
they start to get new rivals.
Well, Jack Nickas, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickas. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.